Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Him all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2. The scripture says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. My dear brothers and sisters, there are three battlegrounds that the Bible talks about. Number one is your heart, number two is your mind, and number three is your mouth. And it's very important because there are three areas that the enemy targets on a regular basis. If our hearts are filled with God's love and God's word, then our mind will get also aligned with the word of God. And it is important that we do so because it brings tranquility, it brings peace, it brings the shalom of God in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, and so it's imperative. So setting your mind is similar to setting a thermostat. It determines the climate you live in. So set your mind on God's word. Instead of trying to stop thinking wrong thoughts, which immediately brings to mind the very thoughts you're supposed to stop thinking, right? Fill your mind with God's word. Jesus told his disciples that the Holy Spirit would remind them of what he had taught them. If you look into John chapter 14 verse 26, references that passage. So when you file the scriptures in your memory bank, God's Spirit will pull those files when you need them. Picture an amateur pilot navigating through his first storm. He can't see any landmarks around which to fly because they are locked in a fog. But then a voice comes from the controller in tower saying, just listen to me and I'll guide you. Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. That's referenced in John chapter 16, verse 33. Paul also writes, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6 to 7 talks about that. For example, what should you do when the economy is bad? Recognize that neither the London Stock Exchange or the High Street or the Wall Street can ever decide your security. God does. What should you do when someone criticizes you? Take what's good and let no one but God determine your worth. By keeping your mind on God's word, you are at peace in any and every situation. Amen. So I encourage you today, my dear brothers and sisters, fix your eyes on Jesus. As long as Peter looked at Jesus, he was able to walk on the water. And that's the whole bottom line of focusing our thoughts on Christ in heaven and on the things of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given to us. Abba, Father God, that we are in the land of the living, still praising the name of the Lord, we thank you. We bless you, we honor you, adore you, exalt you, magnify you. We glorify your name, O Lord. You're worthy of all praise, glory, and dominion. Abba, Father, this morning we render our praises to you, our thanksgiving to you. With grateful hearts, we approach your presence, O God, and our coming, O Lord, into your presence, O Father God, will be well-pleasing unto you, Master God. I lift up your blood from the altar of God, and I sprinkle your blood upon our lives. Lord, I thank you for your flock as they step out, Lord, into the jobs and into the businesses and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory upon each and every one of us, O Father God. I pray that you will bless us. You will keep us from the evil one, preserve us, protect us, provide for us, Prosper us, O God. Lord, we know that, Lord, our prosperity is dependent on you. Our help only comes forth from you and nobody else. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I rebuke every manner of sickness. I command it, get out in Jesus' name and enter into that body again, no more. For by the wounds of Christ, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day and a fantabulous weekend. And I encourage you to go to church this Sunday. God bless you and bye-bye.